Good morning, Melissa. And there has been a lot of anticipation in Jacksonville and around the country and around the world for tonight's game. Of course, since the U.S. played at Everbank Field in their final tune-up game, I think people kind of caught the fever.
Turnout.
Oh, it was a great turnout there, 52,000 to watch. And there'll be 52,000 in any one place tonight in Jacksonville to watch. But a number of watch parties set up around town, the biggest being at the Landing where the Armada. Holding the first of three watch parties for the U.S. games. That party starts at 5 o'clock tonight, free admission.
Very nice.
And a 6 o'clock kickoff for the U.S. versus Ghana. Speaking of the Armada, last week they named their new coach, finally able to roll out Jose Luis Villarreal from Argentina.
I'm glad you said that, not me, because I might have mangled it.
Great name. And
yes.
He has known the general manager of the Armada, Dario Sala, for some time. A number of questions still to be answered, though, about the team. One that I keep hearing around town is how good of a league are they going to be playing in? And to give you an indication, over the weekend, as the World Cup was going on, so was the U.S. Open Cup. This is a tournament with teams from all over the U.S., amateur and professional. These games include teams from the MLS and the NASL, which is the Armada's league, the North American Soccer League. There were three games that had MLS teams against NASL teams, and the NASL won all three.
Hmm.
Now, to be fair, there were a few MLS starters who were unavailable because they were playing for their national teams in the World Cup, but it shows you the quality of the NASL as the Armada gets set to join.
Now, with that turnout at Everbank, that really was exciting to see, because the conventional wisdom for so long has been that Americans are perhaps the only sports fans in the world that don't care about this sport. I don't think that's necessarily true anymore.
No, I think if you are looking at rising sports in terms of fan interest, soccer has got to be leading the pack in the United States right now. There are other sports that are also, you know, along the way in terms of participation. Lacrosse is certainly on the rise around the country. But in terms of viewing sports and interest in at the professional level, the MLS has grown. The NASL is expanding. When you see 52,000 in Jacksonville about half of those people were from out of town, which is good for the city and good for the economy. It does say, though, that, listen, you've got 25 or 26,000 folks from Jacksonville attending that game. How many of them will be at Armada games? I mean, we'll see. And I would expect here in the next couple of weeks, or maybe the next month, we'll find out where the Armada will be playing their games. And that'll give us an indication,
because sure.
then they can start actually selling tickets.
Where do you think they're going to be playing?
I think it's, Mark Frisch, the owner, has been on record. It's either going to be at UNF or at the baseball grounds. And I think the baseball grounds actually has the inside track right now.
Okay. Well, that's a great venue.
Put it downtown.
Yeah.
All the infrastructure's there. Yeah.
Alrighty, so we know that the Jaguars are hoping for robust ticket sales this fall. They just wrapped up what you call the OTAs, Organized Team Activities.
Yeah, this is off-season practices. It's not all of their off-season practices, but the OTAs wrapped up on Friday. Instead of practicing on the field, though, Gus Bradley took the guys for a team-building exercise at Latitude 30. A little bowling, some video games, and a chance to have a conversation in a different environment.
Yeah, they're pretty excited today. You know, we've had really good practices, and I think, you know, we want to make sure we ensure we have a good mini camp coming up. And it gave us a chance to talk to them about, hey, what we expect next week and how we're going to go about doing this. And it's a nice little break for them.
Gus Bradley on Jaguars.com. The Jaguars will be on the field this week for their mini camp. Then they won't be back on the field together until training camp begins in late July. Tomorrow and Wednesday, those sessions are open to the public at minicamp.
Very nice. And speaking of team building at Latitude 30, that's an idea I think all offices should adopt immediately. What do you say, Cole?
When are we going to have the First Coast Connect team building
there we
opportunity?
Go. See, can now, we get, yeah, you
can
know
we get
where
Sean
I'm
Birch
going
on
with
that?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have Sean work
produce
on that,
that up
immediately. And last but not least, Martin Kamer is on your radar.
Yeah, a guy who won the Players' Championship on Mother's Day. Now on Father's Day, he wins the U.S. Open.
How about that?
Pretty good run for Martin Kamer, who was once the number one ranked player in the world. Also a great story for the runner-up, although Kamer just blew away the field. He finished 8 strokes ahead of second place. One of the guys who tied for second is Eric Compton. He's 34 years old, enjoyed the best tournament of his pro career. Pretty impressive for a guy who had 2 heart transplants
past.
One when he was just 8 years old, and another one 15 years later. So a guy who's working on his third heart and just finished second at the U.S. Open.
Amazing. So where will you be watching the game tonight?
I'll be at the Landing with the Armada and the folks down there, and I hope to see a good crowd and looking forward to hopefully a U.S. win. I mean, there's so much unknown right now with, you know, Ghana has been the team that's knocked the U.S. out the last two tournaments, the last two World Cups. But the U.S. has a lot of momentum right now. And so we'll see how it all plays out. It has been a thrilling and high-scoring World Cup so far. More goals have been scored to this point in the World Cup than there have been in about the last 20 years.
So come on out tonight to The Landing. Watch the action. Say hi to Cole Pepper and follow him on Twitter, @ Cole Pepper. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Melissa.